episode 2296, and the Oscar goes to...
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Are you excited? It's Friday. Yay! Oh my goodness gracious. Oh, what a long day yesterday. Has it been a long week for you? And it's only April. Can you believe it? May is around the corner pretty soon. The kids are going to be home. Then what are you going to do? Well, take a deep breath. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And the Oscar goes to... For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, kids say and do the darndest things, and they can be so dramatic. Which child gets this? And the Oscar goes too. Our children can over-dramatize in their days, leaving us as moms grasping for peace and less acting. Have you ever had those days that you just feel like you want to throw your hand up over your head and go, oh, take me, you know, because you're like, where did they come from? And it doesn't matter what the age. It doesn't have to be terrible twos, which, by the way, if you've never experienced terrible twos, it happens before they actually turn two. Just a little hint there. But they can be a two-year-old. They could be a 20-year-old. They can be a 62-year-old. It doesn't matter. We over-dramatize most of what happens in our life. I know it. I've lived it. I have five children. I was once a child. Ask my mother. Oh, yes. Drama? I was very good at it. You know, musicals? Hey, why not? But what happens is we bring that into the household. And unfortunately, sometimes we as parents can actually feed that. And that's not something we really want to encourage. Who wants to be overwhelmed every day with temper tantrums and, worse yet, roller coasters of emotions? Seriously, littles with big emotions can crush us. There is so much going on in their lives. The kids don't know how to handle the situations or even the circumstances. So instead of thinking, and the Oscar goes to, ignite opportunities before outburst. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Ignite opportunities before outburst. Our kids need to have their emotions in check. But that doesn't happen just because they're a little human being. We have to be taught how to keep our emotions in check. And our kids got to understand emotions have a place and, yeah, they need to be kept in check. They need to understand that at sometimes it's very important for us to have outbursts. But most of the time, we need to see opportunities before outbursts. And in fact, adults need to get that straight too. I'm just saying, we mess up as much as our children do. So the more we can do to prepare our children on how to communicate and express themselves, the greater they will exceed in their own life. You want them to live in and walk into their greatness. But if we're not giving them the tools and the strategies to do so, I don't want to say we're failing our children, but we're definitely not helping them in getting the upper hand, right? We always talk about, you know, oh gosh, if I could just get my kid just a little bit ahead of Johnny, right? And if you have a Johnny, I'm sorry, nothing personal. Or Susie, right? Susie's a great name, by the way. And I have cousins that are named Susie. So, you know, I use it just loosely as a general term of male, female. But when we look at Johnny and Susie and we're trying to teach them, we've got to be pretty specific on how we raise them because what happens is, who else are they learning from? Oh, yeah. Their Facebook feed, their Snapchat feed, their Instagram feed. Because all those people are paying to get in there. And I don't care what side of the bench you're on when it comes to politics. I don't care how much money you aren't making or how much money you want to make, it doesn't matter. Your child is going to be found by someone else. And so it's up to us to really feed them what they need, to give them and nourish them so they can grow up and be exquisite adults out there. I mean, seriously, we want our children to succeed. We want them to achieve more than we've ever been able to. And in fact, yes, if we could give them a hack or two, that would be great. But when it comes to our emotions and expressing how we feel, because emotions we acknowledge, but feelings we remember and we hold on to those. And when you have a memory, whether it's good or bad, you bring in those feelings. It's not the emotions that have you attached to it. It's the feelings. So we've got to train up our children as to how can they communicate themselves? How can they express themselves in a positive way that brings the results that they're looking for? So let's ignite some opportunities before outbursts. Number one, think before you jump. You want to teach your child how to expand their thoughts before they react on impulse. Think about that for just a moment, because that's kind of a doozy. We want to think before we react on impulse. When we react on impulse, that means we have not given our brain time enough to process. We've got to acknowledge the facts before feelings. Sometimes all we need is to breathe. I've shared this story, I know, probably, I don't know how many times, but a lot, but I'm going to share it again. I can remember when my kiddos were young, I was homeschooling them. I mean, having five under the age of eight, it was stressful at times. I was a single married mother. My husband, love him to death, but I could not rely on his presence because he was working on his career. That's just a fact. And we agreed that that's how it was going to be. So I stayed at home and he built. And then when he was home. But the thing was, is I was still doing most of the parenting. And if he was honest, he would agree to that. Now, as they got older, things began to shift just a little bit. And depending upon the situation and circumstances would depend upon how involved he got. But in all honesty, I was doing a lot of the crazy hard work. So I couldn't be that best friend always. Like, I had to parent and parent hard. And there were days I was like, oh my gosh, I need a break. There wasn't very many places I could go to take a break. So what did I do? I put myself in timeout and said, I'm going to the garage. Unless there's a blood or a flood, do not come out and get mama, because mama is shutting down for a moment. And I needed just to breathe. I needed to gather myself. And then I'd come back in and I would address the situation. And what I found out, the calmer I was, the more scared my children were. Because they knew if mom was quick to react and she was jumping on everything, she was all on impulse, oh yeah, it probably was going to fare better in their eyes versus mine. And so when I got calm and quiet, they were like, uh-oh, the flood's coming. What's going to happen? We got to pause for the cause. Think before you jump. Number two, respect before you attack. Who do you see that you are attacking or ready to pounce on? Who are they? Like, seriously, if you're about ready to attack someone, and I'm saying with words, but nowadays, unfortunately, I even have to say this just hurts my heart and my gut. It just makes me cringe. But physically, people are attacking other people. You know, I don't have to go into details. So my question is, who do you see that you are attacking or ready to pounce on? When your child has a fight with another child, and I'm not saying physical here, just yelling at each other, and it could be starting at a young age. I want my toy. You remember those days? And maybe you're in that stage. It's mine. Mom, Susie took my toy, right? And they just go after it, and they're yelling and screaming. A good pause here. So you can say, okay, you got to respect before you attack, is ask yourself, who do you see? Oh, I see my sister. I see my brother. I see my friend. Well, then why are you attacking them? You may not like what was done, but is that really helping the situation? Right? Ignite opportunities before outburst. Most of us, though, are falling into the I'm going to outburst and I'm going to throw all my feelings at you and then maybe I'll deal with the facts later. Nope, reverse it. Respect before you attack. It's usually another human being that you see, right? And that other human being before you has feelings and emotions too. So don't discount them just because of who is you. I mean, seriously. See the person as a person. Treat them with respect. If we only started bringing this big, huge R word back into the conversation, back into family, back into our everyday, I promise you things would change. But what happens is, oh, wait, it's all about me. It's my feelings, how I feel. You hurt me, so I'm going to attack. I can do whatever I want to do. No, actually, you can't. And you should not, because it doesn't help the situation. You don't always need to add fuel to the fire. Think before you jump. Respect before you attack. And finally, number three, boss your brain before you blame. Watch what you say before you say it. Because once words are shared, nothing can be taken back. Yes, you can ask for forgiveness, but you can't take away what has been expressed. Yeah, you can say you're sorry. But if you say something mean and hateful, do you think some trust was lost there? Of course there was. Do you think maybe that person doesn't like you as much as they did 2.5 seconds ago before you just totally lamb blasted them with words of hate? Yeah. So you got to boss your brain before you blame. The words are already put out there and the damage is done. Yes, you can have forgiveness. But what happens is you move into repair mode. Stay away from that approach and boss your brain before you blame. Know that this is going to take some time. I would love to tell you that after 2 times, your child is going to be absolutely perfect. You don't ever have to worry about emotions and feelings. They're going to be even keel and all is great. No, and the Oscar goes too. You're still going to have those moments. I still have those moments. And I have 4 of our 5 are adult children now, by technically 18 years or older. Now, do they really classify themselves as adults? Well, they may, but I may not, right? I may still kind of think of them as a kid still trying to grow up to adulthood. Yes, they're making their own decisions and they're doing their best, but they're still learning, right? They are still inexperienced. And so it's up to us to sit here and say, you know what? Look at this. Opportunities before outburst. Are you adding fuel to the fire in a right way? There is a better way most of the time. I'm not going to say there's a right or wrong because every circumstance and every situation is unique. So it's very difficult to do just a blanket statement. However, if you can look at things and say, how can I serve in this moment? I promise you it changes the conversation. It changes how you approach things. I know I've been dealing with some things in my area right now that I'm just like, are you serious? Like, how old are you? And they're older than me. And I'm like, you need to kind of get a grip here. Yet they see that I'm 100% in the wrong. And I'm like, whoa, let's take a step back. And so I have to remind myself, opportunities before outbursts. How can I ignite that? So I want you to know that this is going to take time. So be the awesome parent that you are and lead your child by being his role model. Lead your child by saying, you know what, babe, you got this. But sweetheart, you know, Susie, you just got to be careful. You're hot tempered. And you understand that, right? We have personalities. Some people say we have temperaments too. It depends on what you read, who you read, what you can change, or whatever. My opinion is of this. If you actually think through things and understand both sides of the equation, can really focus on it, and can begin to remove the feelings from it, then you can look at the facts, and then you can actually ignite the opportunities before outburst, and things actually go a little smoother. But again, it takes time. It takes maturity. So if you're teaching a two-year-old not to sit there and scream at their baby brother because their baby brother has no idea what, you know, little Johnny here has no idea why Susie's mad at little Johnny because Susie's trying to play with the doll, and now little Johnny is just taking the hair because all he's into is grabbing because he's just an infant. And he's like, oh, this is great. And so he's grabbing it. And little Susie's like, but wait a minute, that's my doll. And Johnny's like, has no idea, right? Can't even express himself because he's an infant. If you're teaching in that situation, guess what? You're going to have to teach this 1,000 times over again. So you got to be patient in the process. But you got to be willing to show and tell. And as parents, if that's one thing I could get through all of our heads, and I'm talking to myself too, I am no perfect parent by any means. I make mistakes. I say things. I'm like foot in the mouth. I'm like, oh, I could have worded this differently. But you live and you learn. You experience. And you come back and you own it. And then you try to show and tell better. And that's where the teaching moments are incredible. That's when your child says, wow, now I get it. And in all honesty, sometimes we're trying to teach our kids something in their tweens to teens to young adulthood. And guess what? Until they're in that position, until they become a mom, until they're doing their own business, until they're working in the corporate world, until they're having to pay their own bills, they may not really truly 100% understand where you're coming from. But that doesn't mean you can't still show and tell. So ignite opportunities before outburst. I mean, in all honesty, right? Let's leave the Oscars to the actors and actresses out there. I know you may have a budding actress or actor in your family, but seriously, do you really want to hear over and over again, and the Oscar goes to? Yeah, no. So go show and tell. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.